Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Lopez wants it away. And it's a deep to left center. Jones on the run. This one has a chance. All right. Mike Piazza and the Mets lead 3-2. Bartolo has done it. The impossible has happened. This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mets fans of all ages, here is your host, Nick Durst.
Hello, Mets fans. Welcome back to another edition of Believe in the Mets. I am your host, Nick Durst, and the season is upon us. The season is here. It starts this week. I'm still pessimistic despite the big signing last week, J.D. Martinez. The pitching is really scary, so who knows what's going to happen, but joining me now to break it all down, you may have seen him on his own podcast, the Frank the Tank podcast, and also, of course, at Met Games and on Barstool. He is Frank the Tank. Frank, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Listen, the Mets signed J.D. Martinez. That's great, right? But it's probably like a year and a half too late at this point.
Probably. Could have happened 2 years ago. I suppose I heard it up. 2 years ago, they could have traded Mark Vientos for him, ironically enough.
Yeah, that's that would have been great to get rid of
I'm going to say this about Mark Vientos. The guy is not a major leaguer. He is a quadruple A player who could occasionally hit a home run. He can't play a position, and he strikes out way too much.
No defense.
He is a 200 hitter who, in a good year, is going to hit 15 to 20 home runs. Right. And that, to me, is a terrible baseball player.
He's another Darren Ruff. There's no position for him. And, yeah, he's got great exit velo, but if he's missing the ball 9 out of 10 times.
I don't care about exit velo.
Who does?
You have to keep bringing this exit velo thing. Your exit velo is 0 if you strike out.
Exactly.
And then they bring up this other stat, BABIP. BABIP is the most moronic stat that's ever been created. And there are a lot of moronic stats out there. Batting average on balls put in play, yeah, it's fine and dandy if you put the ball in play 60% of the time. But if you strike out 300 times, your BABIP, I don't give a fuck what your BABIP is.
That's true, Frank. And Martinez, yeah, adds to the lineup.
Well, I hear Javier Baez has a pretty good BABIP, too.
Yeah,
and he's going to strike out 270 times this year.
Yeah, good thing they didn't sign him as a re-sign, because he would have been a disaster.
I saw an at-bat that he had in spring training where all three pitches were in the dirt, and he just swung at all three pitches.
Wants to get his swings in spring training. The lineup, Frank. JD Martinez is a great addition, but the lineup's still not that good. Where are they getting to score these runs from? There's too many ifs with Beatty down there. Harrison Bader's going to get hurt. Where are they going to?
Yeah, Harrison Bader's going to get hurt. Harrison Bader's going to bat 140. Every year the Mets sign it's been a tradition like no other. I mean, let's review about the last 15 years. We've seen Gary Matthews Jr., John Mayberry Jr., Alejandro Diaza, Albert Amora, Jake Mrazek. I mean, how many outfield bums, just useless outfield bums, have the Mets signed? And none of them could even get to the Mendoza line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who Harrison Bader is this year. His batting average is going to be on interstate all fucking year. And when he goes down, it's going to be a good thing for the Mets.
Well, do you think if he goes down, they'll actually call up like Drew Gilbert, or they'll just play Tyrone Taylor? I think they'll just play Tyrone Taylor. Yeah, maybe move McNeil to the outfield, play Joey Wendell.
Yeah, McNeil at the outfield, Zach Short at second. Always fun to watch.
I think Zach's stay in the majors is going to be short-lived. I think they'll DFA him for JD Martinez. But were you surprised Vientos didn't start the season as DH and he's going to the minors?
I'm a little surprised at that, yes.
Yeah. Who's going to DH? DJ Stewart and Zach Short? He had that 2-week run that was good, right?
Yeah.
And that got him the wrong.
DJ Stewart stinks. He stopped Choi. I'm surprised he actually went down to the minors. He actually had a good spring, but...
Yeah. Luke Voit?
I heard someone actually called him K-pop Vogelback.
Yeah. We got a comment here. Samantha wants to know, what's the best thing that will happen this season for the Mets? Is it securing a good draft pick?
No. The Mets could have the number one pick, and they'll still pick someone who's a bum. They have no talent. They have no idea how to evaluate talent, mm-hmm. nor develop talent. That's why we have people like...
Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty.
Yeah, Brett Beatty. And Brett Beatty, they said, is going to be the next George Brett. His name is Brett. He plays third base and hits left-handed. It's the only thing he has in common with George Brett.
Remember they drafted Kumar Rocker? They couldn't get the agreement done? I mean,
yeah, that will happen again.
They're jinxed. But this team right now, their over-under is 81.5. That's something you could bet, obviously. I think you got to go under here. The line didn't change at all when they signed JD Martinez, but the pitching's just so bad. I can't see a scenario, Frank, where they have a winning record this team.
I think their ceiling is 84 wins, and the floor is like 100 losses. And if they trade Pete Alonso, they're going to get nothing for him. This is a pipe dream. There's no way to bring in Juan Soto. This team's going to be very bad. I think in about a year or two, we're going to have KFC and Clem finally going, Uncle Steve was a lie. Oh, what a shock. He's a con man.
Well,
they'll say that I was right.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think
they'll have to get. Happens, they'll have to get. They'll have to get Frank. Frank is right. Tattoos.
There you go. Well, obviously, anybody can bet this. Oh, under or under, you could bet Alonzo if he's going to get traded. Just go to the Cut app, use the promo code Believe Mets on your screen. You see it there and bet on that. But we have some more comments here. Joe says Frank loves Brett Beatty and he wants to know what's the holdup with Pete Alonso. Why would Pete Alonso want to sign right now? There's no incentive for him to sign an extension.
The Mets just are stupid. When the Braves are signing older players, the Mets should have signed Pete Alonso after the 2021 season, given him a nice extension, paid him. But no, they still wanted to get away with not paying him the big money in 2022, and then you see what happened. They could have ripped up that contract. They could have given him a 5-6 year deal like all the Braves did, because the Braves have a vision, and the Mets have had four GMs since Moron brought the team.
Well, the problem is
the first GM was a pervert. The second GM was a lush. The third GM was a moron, and now we got David Stearns, who is a Wilpon.
Who do you think was the worst of the GMs under the Cohen era?
Billy Knepper.
Yeah, Billy Knepper. What a trade deadline in 2022.
If you want to know how bad a GM he is.
He's suspended.
Yeah, well, anyone that hires him is a moron, an idiot, stupid, dumb.
How do you think Brody Van Wagenen would have done with the Steve Cohen money?
He was a fraud. He wouldn't have done a damn thing.
So any faith in Stearns here to turn things around?
Nope.
Small market Mets? No.
Nope. The Mets don't have... don't have the ability to scout players, develop talent, or even spot talent, and they have no ability to develop players. Sure, I think we're looking at decades and decades of just mediocrity and losing. And to try to cover it up, we're going to have these goddamn motherfucking cheerleaders dancing and loud fucking music.
The city field dancers, yeah, the new thing this season. They got to distract from the bad play on the field, right? So I guess they'll just jump on the dugouts. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Whenever they introduce him, I will boo.
So you're going to go to a lot of games this season, Frank? Or are you
going to
hold
down? Yeah, I'm going to the Dirty Ballpark Tour. I'll be there opening day, whenever that is.
Yeah, Friday maybe. Remember last year, they canceled the day before, and then it was a beautiful day for opening day when the game was canceled, and they played the following day when it was cold.
I'll be shocked if unless the weather forecast changes, I'll be shocked if they play Thursday.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Medina doesn't like your negativity, but there's not much to be positive about on this team.
No, it's a nightmare. Starling Forte. This guy has lost all baseball ability and talent. He hit 086 in spring training.
Yeah, but he was healthy, Frank. He came out of spring training healthy.
I think the Mets will have the lowest team batting average in the majors this year.
It's a possibility. At least there's free new fried rainbow cookies.
Those things are disgusting. Putting a cookie in an egg roll?
Yeah.
What is that?
Trying to be trendy. Best restaurant.
Well, they better keep the Pat LaFrieda steak. Watch them take that away. The one good thing that they had.
What's your go-to when you go to the games?
Pat LaFrieda steak.
All right. You got to go to the Hyundai Club.
My mouth's watering for the Pat LaFrieda steak.
So that'll be your opening day meal.
And, of course, if opening day is Friday, I have to stick with the pizza.
Yeah, Lent. Got to keep your meat, so... how about David Stearns, right? He got very cocky. Before he took the job, he fires Buck Showalter, and then he thought he was getting Craig Counsell. He ends up with Carlos Mendoza, who was the bench coach of the worst record Yankee team in the last 30 years. This hire to me makes no sense if you're a team that wants to win, Frank. What are your expectations for Carlos Mendoza this year?
No, I'd rather have the bench coach be the manager.
Yeah, Gibbons. He knows what he's doing.
And what team did Gibbons play on?
But in the Mets, 1986.
Yep.
So Mendoza, though, I mean, they're looking very Yankee-like. Bader, Severino, Ottavino.
I think Severino has a chance to have a good year.
Really? Okay.
I was impressed by him in spring
training. So his ERA will be less than six this year?
Yes.
All right. Overall, though, Frank, I mean, look at this rotation. These numbers on your screen are awful. A combined ERA of 4.69. That'll put you about 27th best in the league. None of these guys are going to pitch over 125 innings. How are they going to? It's great that Edwin Diaz is back, but how often is he going to get the ball at the lead? It's going to be very rare that he's got a chance to go for a save.
I mean, it could be very bad. It could be bad. And I think the Mets are a team that if they fall out of the race fast, Pete Alonso will be traded fast.
Oh, definitely. David Stearns has no ties to Pete Alonso or any of this team. I think 2024, uncompetitive, trade deadline fire sale we're looking at. I mean, all the pitchers are on one-year deals. You have all these relievers on one-year deals. So J.D. Martinez, he's on a one-year deal. Alonso. So anybody that is remotely good, I think Stearns will flip and try to get a reliever or something.
Yeah, and if you look at the prospects they got, Acuna's not good.
No, it's his last name, Frank. It's nepotism.
Do you remember Wilton Guerrero?
Wilton Guerrero. Yeah, he's a star, right? Superstar.
That's who Luis Acuna is. He's Wilton Guerrero the second.
Okay.
And I can tell you the way you're talking, you don't know who Wilton Guerrero is.
Wilton Guerrero, wasn't he related to Vladimir?
He's Vladimir Guerrero's brother.
Brother, right. Yeah.
So this is what it is. It's Mike Maddux.
Greg's brother, yeah. So just a little brother.
Yeah.
It's Jeremy Giambi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Do you like any of the prospects they got? Clifford, Gilbert, anybody in the trades? Anybody could pan out, perhaps?
Nope.
So with all these position players they got, wouldn't it make sense to maybe trade some of them for a legitimate pitcher? Because there's no way that all these guys they got are going to pan out in the majors. Look at Brady.
Mike Vassell sucks.
Well, they drafted him. But yeah. How about Christian Scott? Could he be okay?
Yeah, until he blows out his arm running the first game he pitches.
Everybody's got to get Tommy John surgery. Well, Joe says Pete's going to leave and go hit 60 home runs with his new team the following year. Frank, I'm afraid that Pete Alonso is going to be a Philly next year, I think.
How about the Bronx? How about that one?
Okay. Did the Yankees got the money for Alonso and Soto?
Yeah. Okay. And the Mets will be having... Harrison Bader. That would be our players.
So if you had to choose between Soto or Alonso, who do you think is more likely to be a Met next year?
None of them.
They both will go elsewhere.
No shot.
All right. Is there anybody you think that if the Mets trade this year, they can get something of value for?
Nope. David Stearns doesn't think that value is important. He says quantity over quality.
True. So what do you think the Pete Alonso trade would look like? Would they get like three prospects, maybe like a single A guy? Like, remember last year, Epler, he got a bunch of guys that are 17 years old that can make the team in 2027.
They're going to trade him to the Blue Jays and get Alex Manoah.
Yeah, he was in the C guy since single last year.
Yeah, they're gonna trade him for Alex Manoah, Alex Kirk, and Daniel Vogelback.
Oh, Vogelback's coming back. Yeah, Jeffrey Rosado doesn't like that.
They'll bring him, and then they'll bring in Aesop Soyde, and they'll have Alvarez. To bring back Wilson Ramos.
What do you think? You think Do you think Jordan Montgomery's agent's trying to get him to deal with the Mets?
Then they're going to there's no way Jordan Montgomery's coming to the Mets. Then they're going to sign the Kung Fu Panda.
Sandoval's back. He's back with the Giants. He's looking slim. We got a good question here. Joe wants to know, if you were the GM, Frank, what's your business plan to get back on the top?
Well, first off, you got to sign Pete Alonso. He's a core piece. Second of all, is you got to realize that the Mets have to spend above anyone else has to do.
Yeah, because what's the incentive for a free agent to come here right now to play for a bad team?
What you have to do is you have to no more signing players over 35, unless it's one-year deals.
Yeah,
you got to sign these players when they're young. No more Scherzers, no more Verlanders, but you still have to sign and spend money.
Yeah, and what do you think? They need a new manager, right?
Probably.
Well, getting Mendoza's signals, they're okay with losing for 2-3 years. And, you know, I think that's what's going to happen. So, anybody past 5 years.
I think the Mets will lose at least 100 games. I think the Mets, this is going to be the 1970s all over again.
Oh, geez.
Where they're going to finish last or next to last every year for the next 10 years.
Oof. You think the Nationals are going to surpass them this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, do you think that the Mets dodged a bullet not getting Yamamoto and Ohtani? Yamamoto got destroyed his first game.
They're going to cover up. They're going to cover up Ohtani. So,
of course. Wouldn't it be a bigger story if he was playing in New York, though? Nobody cares.
If he's playing in New York, he would already be suspended.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it was in the Mets.
Yeah.
But Yamamoto, I think maybe he's not worth the money that he ended up getting.
No, he's going to win the Cy Young.
Okay. Fair enough. So, again, with Steve Cohen, you mentioned you don't really like him, but do you think there's a thing that he's getting played by the other GMs? Like, they'll call him to bid up the price, and then they'll go to another team like we saw at Yamamoto.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about that. That's happening.
Yeah, so he's got to be careful there. Now, last year, was it 2 years ago, the Mets, they had this big thing where Shakira was there, and Buck Showalter was going crazy. You think this is going to be a year where we're going to see a lot of celebrities stopping at the Citi Field, or are they going to just maybe surpass, not bother to come?
They're going to bring out the celebrities, but it's going to be like C-list celebrities.
Like some reality TV star or something like that. Like the situation.
Yep.
All right. So opening day, Frank, you know,
predict Quintana's going to give up a home run on the first pitch. The Brewers are going to win opening day 13-1.
Oh, okay.
And the Mets will get swept over the weekend.
Sweep. Okay. Maybe they get a rain out, so maybe they'll be lucky. But with the current roster, which is not that fantastic. What kind of lineup would you put together?
It doesn't matter what they put together. It's all shit. Especially Zach Short. I think the Mets are gonna have a bad. And if Deyz Alvarez doesn't play, we're gonna get to watch Ofer Navarez.
which Mets do you think will hit over 250 this year?
There will be not one player that hits over 250.
Wow. Okay. So regression for Jeff McNeil.
Jeff McNeil is going to hit 220.
How about Nimmo?
Nimmo's now going to be Javier Baez. He's no longer going to walk, and he's going to bat 210.
All right. And who's going to lead the team in home runs?
After Pete Alonso's traded.
Alvarez?
What?
Alvarez, probably.
Alvarez will get injured.
Okay.
Lindor is going to be hurt. The Mets will have no one in their lineup that has more than 10 home runs.
Oh, wow. All right. Interesting. And JD Martinez, will he be healthy enough to be traded, or are they going to be stuck with him?
They will trade him.
Trade him. Okay. So do you think anybody will try to trade for Edwin Diaz?
Possible.
Would you trade Edwin Diaz?
I don't know about that. But something tells me he's going to get hurt too, and we're going to be watching Andre Scrub closing games.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen much of him, but that was the big sign this offseason. What players on this team do you think could actually be part of some people that you'd want to keep for the future?
Well, once Pete Alonso's traded, there's going to be nobody. It's going to be like having Tucker Ashford, Lenny Randle, Doug Flynn, Dan Norman. These will be the players that are that probably should be playing for the Long Island Ducks.
Okay. So,
in fact, I think if the Mets play the 7-game series with the Long Island Ducks, the Ducks will win in 5.
Well, if Daniel Murphy's playing, then yeah, I think that'd be good for them. They should have signed Murphy last year to DH.
Yeah, well,
how'd you feel about when they waited till September to call up Ronnie Mauricio?
And he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
And I heard the surgery didn't go well, so he has to have a reconstructive knee surgery.
Career-ending injury, maybe.
Yep.
All right. Well, what year do you think it'll be that the Mets could be a 500 team?
21-11.
Okay. It's going to be a complicated baseball. The Mets are new. They might be Mercury by then, the Mercury Mets. Any giveaways you're looking forward to this year?
Probably the Good and Bobble Arm.
Okay. Now, are you good with them inducting Gooden and Strawberry as numbered retirees this year?
Yes, I am. Okay. Now all they have to do is retire Gary Carter's number.
Yes.
And David Wright's number, and they'll be complete.
Yeah, David Wright, I'm surprised. What's the holdup?
I think it will happen eventually. I think they want to get these guys out of the way first.
Yeah. I think Gary Carter, you have the nail on the head. You have to put him in if he's putting the other guys.
Well, the number hasn't been issued in 20 years.
Yeah.
The last guy to run 8 on the Mets was a coach, Matt Galante.
I remember Desi Rutherford wore it in the early 2000s, and he wore it proudly. Are you surprised the Mets, they did one old-timers day, and that was it? They were done with it.
Yeah, it is because Max Scherzer made everyone miserable.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
I didn't hear about that. Okay. Was he was talking crap to the alumni?
Supposedly, I think the plan is maybe to do like one every like 4 or 5 years.
All right. That works then. Yeah, it gets oversaturated then.
Yeah. What used to be Yankee old timers day is now kind of sad.
Yeah, they just trot out the same three people for
intro. I mean, growing up, you watch Yankee old timers day. It was Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Joe Pepitone, Yogi Berra was always there.
Yeah,
Phil Rizzuto put on the uniform. You got to see like all the old guys. Now you don't even see anybody. You see the guys from the '90s, the overinflated egos of like. Jorge Posada, whose number should never have been. I mean, the Yankees are retiring. Jorge Posada.
Everybody gets a number retired in the Yankees.
I mean, Jorge Posada's number being retired by the Yankees is actually quite laughable.
Well, the old timers day, all you got to do is play like one or two games for the Yankees, and they end up inviting.
Welcome back, Rich Montalioni. Well, welcome back, Oscar Azokar. He had a 3-month period where he looked like he was going to be Babe Ruth. Welcome back, Kevin Moss.
It's true. What do you think about Steve Gelbs? Do you think he's good at his job?
He's okay.
He's not Kevin Burkhardt, though.
No.
And Gary, Keith, and Ron. You think it's still a good trio? Does it still work?
Yes, it is, especially with Keith and Hernandez gets ornery.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I mean, what are your alternatives? Anthony Record? You know,
yeah.
Anthony Record.
Can you believe Anthony Record's on MLB Network now?
You know, greatest moments in baseball history. I'll tell you what. Bill Buckner's error, Babe Ruth's called shot, Joe Carter's home run, Bill Mazeroski, Kirk Gibson. None of them. Those don't pale in comparison. There was a game where a 180 lifetime hitter came up with 2 strikes, 2 outs, down 4, and the bases were loaded. and I hit a Grand Slam home run. It's pretty funny. That's the greatest moment in baseball history. That's why I bring it up in every single broadcast I talk about. Plus, I sound like Kermit the Frog. Hello, I was a Met catcher one time. Yay, it's the Anthony Rickard Show!
Now, what do you think about the fact that, you know, we saw with the Chargers first start and Verlander, but the all these games on Apple TV and Peacock and Amazon, I think it's getting a little out of hand here.
It is. It's getting obnoxious.
Yeah, and I heard Sunday Night Baseball might be off ESPN, so where's that going to go? Roku?
Probably. Well, I hear ESPN wants to drop baseball completely. They want to focus on WNBA for the and just plunge the WNBA down your throat. You're not watching it? No, he's WNBA.
Yeah, no more baseball.
Open up. ESPN. If you want to watch sports, it's WNBA.
And who's your favorite Mets insider? Do you like the Liberty?
And here we are, we're watching an exciting WNBA game. It's the fourth quarter. The score is 67-62. They're making some great shots here. Both teams are shooting 40% from the foul line and 20% from the field.
Well, Joe's a big fan of your impersonations. You got to do any Mets? You got any Mets impersonations? Now, Frank, is there any MLB Mets insider or writer that you like that you think is a reputable source?
Pat Regazzo.
He's the best.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. And what do you think about Andy Martino? He's always defending the Yankees and he's always defending the Mets.
And those Beetle dolls.
You got the Beetle dolls, right? An SNY.
I want to take those Beetle dolls and rip the heads off of them.
Yeah. And he's just very pro-Yankee. And he's always defending the Mets, not doing much this offseason. It's sad sometimes. So, Frank, for the rest of this decade, who's going to have more success, the Mets or the Devils?
It depends if the Devils do the right thing.
Get a goalie?
Yeah, get a goalie. Get some toughness. Get someone. The two issues for the Devils this year. They lost Miles Wood. I think they undervalued him. His stats aren't shiny, but, you know, he's like one of these hard-nosed players that, like, battles in the corner and makes some good plays here and there. He doesn't get like any big assists or anything, but he's tough and gritty. The Devils had no toughness, no grit, and whenever the team got behind, they just rolled over and died.
Big letdown for them this year, of course. So what Met?
And a poorly coach too, so that doesn't help.
What Met is going to have the worst season this year statistically?
I think Starling Marte will be so bad that by May he's
DFA'd.
DFA'd.
Okay. And then they'll just not really replace them, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Frank, this has been great. Everybody.
And Brett Beatty will have more errors than hits.
Oof. Okay. That's going to be a lot of errors. And then Mark Vientos will take over at third.
And Mark Vientos will strike out in 7 out of 10 at bats, but his BABIP will be 330. And they'll say that's good.
All right, fair enough. And of course, the exit velocity.
Frank. Ba 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 bip. Ba 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 rip. Ba 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 bip. Ba 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 bip. Ba 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 bip. He might strike out every other at bat, but he's got a good ba bip. He might not know how to make contact, but he's got a good ba bip. All he does is swing, and the ball goes by him every day. If he levels up, he might make contact, and the ball might be in play and he'll get a hit. But if not, he's just going to strike out every bat. It's so bad, it's not so fat. Ba, 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 bip for you.
think Andy Martino.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Would love that one. And Joe Jackson loves the optimism.
And another one that's going to be good is Harrison Bader. He will not hit 100. He will be playing bingo. 076. Bingo!
Oh, boy. So what's the Mets record coming out of April?
They will be, how many games do they play in April?
Probably like 28, 27, maybe. If you include the if you include opening day in March.
5-23.
Okay. And when they go to London to play the Phillies, the season will be over by then, right?
Oh yeah. They will be 20 games under 500, and they will get stomped, steamrolled, and embarrassed in London. That's so much so that the Brits will say, "Mama, this team, the Mets, are they going to be relegated?" In fact, Sheffield United is going to play baseball against the Mets, and they'll beat them.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Frank, appreciate it.
And then the Mets will have to play in Luton Town.
They'll be relegated down.
It'll be playing in Luton Town.
Oh, boy. All right, everybody, make sure you follow Believe in the Mets on all platforms and YouTube, of course. Subscribe. Frank, thanks for your time. Any last words before we end this here on a high note?
Pain, misery, suffering.
Yeah, that's pretty much the slogan for this year, I guess.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Let's hope for the best, everybody. And thanks to Frank. And until next time, everyone, let's hope for the best and let's go Mets.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.